No, the person who went up there, a friend of mine, he was diagnosed with pneumonia. And then all of a sudden they asked him, do you smoke cigarettes? Oh, the pneumonia went away. Now you've got COPD all of a sudden. Out of the blue. Placing judgment on people. You know what I mean, Peter?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people walking around in town that have walking pneumonia that is fatal. Most pneumonia patients die. It's just a matter of time if they don't have the antibiotics, it's going to get worse and worse. I've seen that when I work in radiology. I've seen people come back pretty soon with cancer.
Yeah.
Now, these people better step up to their solutions and diagnose patients more accurately or with time and patience and be able to understand what's going on. Don't place judgment right away. That's what I have to say there.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold that back, but I want people to know that people care for you no matter who you are. I don't care if you're Caucasian, Eskimo, or whatever. We all have the same body function. So please, diagnose more better. Recommend x-ray, antibiotics, 10-day follow-up. In the past, we used to have health personnel answer our questions. We don't have that anymore. Remember in the past when people would call up about that?
Oh.
Well, the personnel up there don't have no time to be calling up and rectifying or clearing up situations like I had, what I just mentioned.
Yeah.
So anyway, I got that air out of my, what's been bothering me last week or so, you know, because we're people.
Yeah.
And I don't place judgment on you because you're a doctor. or anything else like that, you know. I want everyone, please wear your life jacket and please don't drink and drive if you're going long distances. Please go with another boat and also watch out for submerged logs. I know there's wood still floating on
there's a lot yet.
The high water. So welcome, Lillian and Peter. Thank you.
Hey, John, now you got me concerned to see if I might have that, what you call it, walking pneumonia? Yeah.
It's good to have a checkup if you have a continuous cough and sputum coming up. You could have pneumonia. You could have such a bronchitis.
I think it's important to get an x-ray for that.
That's recommended. That's recommended. So that verifies you do have pneumonia, not COPD. It takes years for COPD to work in.
Oh. Okay, well, I didn't know there's things you came up with.
Come on, use your common sense, these doctors. Use your common sense. You went to, what, a $100,000 school and you give a dollar answer? Come on, way up here.
Okay.
I said, thank you, guys.
Yeah, well, thanks, John. All right.
Okay, yeah. Bye.
Yes, and just so you would, you know, if you have an issue against or concern, you know, with the way you treat it or whatever, you know, you can always talk to the admin or people in charge, you know, at the hospital.
Or ask for a second opinion.
Yeah, yeah. So
a lot of people don't know that, but you can get a second opinion.
Yeah, your health is important, you know, so.
We're trying to live a long time.
Yeah. And then, you know, my medicine is when I get on a boat and go out there to the wild or, you know, someplace where there's no buildings and no noise, you know, boy.
No dust.
No dust. Yeah, that's very true. So I get a lot out of that, you know. So when I don't happen to be within earshot, you know, or out of cell phone range. Wow, what medicine. Yeah.
Peace and quiet.
That's right. And everybody deserves that kind, you know, of peace every now and then. So, and this time of the year when there's not too many bucks yet and the weather is like today, wow, not a cloud in the sky where we could see outdoors through our window here at the studio. You know, what a wonderful day. And then there's hardly any wind The bushes out there are standing still. Uh-huh. So.
I usually get the fish camp itch.
Yay.
And the first fish itch.
Wow. Talking you about know, that, the owner.
Got to clean
I
up
haven't
the fish
heard.
Camp. And
yeah.
Any king yeah. salmon? Have you heard about king salmon?
None yet. I mean, I haven't been listening, but I haven't heard. You know, normally when they do show up, even in Quinnahock, you know, we normally hear about them through here, mm-hmm. through the... On the news
and they don't seem to do that two caught the first king in Bethel thing anymore, seems
well,
like.
I kind of think, you know, they it only comes once a year, the first king, so we don't, you know, we only hear it when there's a catch. That, though, used to be the first one.
Mm, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
and
never,
we always used to wait for him.
Yeah, once he catches, then we... We start, you know.
It was like opening the door.
Yeah,
like,
that's right. Yeah, so, you know.
But now, you've been out? You've been
I've been out, yeah, white fishing a little bit, you know. But there's still a lot of sticks and debris in the water yet. Mm. So, you know, you have to work at cleaning your nets, you know, if you do set them out. And then every now and then, even though we're in an eddy, and now and then, a lock would be circling around and eventually would get caught on a net. So mm-hmm. you have to keep an eye on them.
Do you think the mountain snow is still melting?
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe
yes.
that's why it's so high.
Yeah, that's the big reason why, because of the snow melt in the mountains, you know, the Alaska Range Mountains, had a lot of snow this winter. And then this fall, it was kind of cool springtime, so they kind of, you know, were not melting. And then all of a sudden, we get into 60-degree weathers, and mm-hmm. and then they melt fast. You know, anytime you have 60 and above, then you'll see a gust of water coming down from the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And then those rain, a little bit of rain here and there.
It's good for the berries.
Yeah, and then look at the green outdoors.
Yeah.
Wow, I love it
when... Everything's
turning
green.
Yeah, when they first, what do you call it, when they first start growing, blue.
Blooming?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
That's the time I usually start coughing.
Oh.
It's when things bloom and things are flying in the air.
I
used to think I had a cold, but I found out I have allergies instead.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, me, the dust is what bothers
yeah,
me.
Yeah, the dust too.
You know, this time of the year until my body gets, what do you call that, immunity or
get used to it.
Yeah. You know, I was in Anchorage for I don't know how many months, you know, last couple of years ago after my knee surgery, and, you know, I had an infection on that, and I finally came home after about two months I was in Anchorage. And when I came back, my son brought me down, and on our way down from the airport, you know, there was a gust of, there was dust came up mm-hmm. ahead of us, and then I told my son, I missed Bethel so much that I'm really happy to see this dust even.
Maybe it was welcoming you back.
So it reminded me of where I belong. You know, but my son looked at me kind of in an odd way. But yes, excuse me. Bethel is my home. You know, although I came from a village, I spent so much time in Bethel that I've really loved Bethel and considered it my home.
Even in Gwichloc, we have, I mean, I think it's
everywhere.
This dust problem.
Yeah.
Depending on how dry it is or how wet.
Yeah.
How wet or dry.
Yes.
It's a problem in Gwichloc too. People usually get this cough.
Yeah.
Around dust time.
I can't get this cough out of my throat. But where's our callers? When do we give out the numbers?
Oh, yeah. Please call in with your thoughts or comments or anything at 543-5985. That spells out KYUK. Or 543-2756. Or toll free from the villages or anywhere, 800-995-8954.
Or you can email radio@kyuk.org. And, of course, you could email or call in anonymously if you'd like. You know, that's your choice. And we welcome anyone with any kind of a call or subject, whatever's on your mind today. We welcome and anticipate your call. This is your show.
Mm-hmm. So. And my mind's been on fish. I saw smelts, I was worried about the smelts. I thought maybe the water's too cold, maybe they're not going to come up. But then a whole bunch of them came up. And now when someone asks you for, do you want another batch of smelts? You go, no, I think I got enough.
yeah, the first ones
you gobble up.
Man, that's the same way with here. You know, really enjoy the first ones. After that, maybe later on.
Yeah, later on. Yeah. Yeah. When you get that urge.
And then we caught some sheafish yesterday. They're coming down in numbers now. Our little whitefish net is catching sheafish now. So,
how do you prepare those?
Well, you could just boil them, which is, you know, what a lot of people do, you know. But, you know, my wife likes to cut them, and she cuts them like in strips rather than the whole fish.
Oh.
And I go, wow, that's a interesting way. So I can't wait till they're ready for munching. So they look so delicious.
Even the smelt. Last year was the first time I tried filleting them like you do pike.
Wow.
Leave the backbone. And I learned from some young ladies that if you marinate them first before you hang them, that
delicious.
It's like smell chips.
All right. We have our next caller from Tuluksac. Good morning to Noah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Yay. Good morning to you. I got Lillian with me today. Atmak.
Good morning, Atmak.
Good morning, Noah.
Yes, it's always been... You know, happy to hear you on a talk show, Peter.
Okay, good morning, yes.
Yeah. I remember that person that got awarded? That's the one that...
John Eckert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the one that gave all the people that do broadcast follow-up what I'm saying is that's what I'm trying to say. Other than that, I always watch people in a boat, and some of them tend to turn left. For me, how I was brought up, you have to turn to your right always, because sometimes two boats coming together, one of them would turn to the left and one would turn to the right, and they're going in the same direction. So each one should know that they should, if they see a boat coming, turn to the right. And on those rivers where there's a curve, slow down on those curves. You may have to redirect with another boat. You don't know each day when we travel on a boat. Like a debris of a wood that's floating on a surface of the water. That's what we always tend to watch out for. Other than that, thank you for letting me share this.
Good advice, yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling. You too.
All right, bye.
Oh, we have Tom from Chalista. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you two?
Good morning to you, Tom.
Good. Good to hear you both. I just wanted to call in for Chalista. My name is Tom Abafok Leonard. Today is when voting begins for the Chalista annual meeting of shareholders. So the materials are mailing today to shareholders. There are two different items that are mailed. The first item is a large packet that's sent to one for each household, and that has the annual report book, which has the financials, and then the proxy booklet, which has things like the agenda, information on all the candidates, the draft minutes, the list of proxy prizes, things like that. And then the second thing that's mailed is sent to each individual voting shareholder, and that has your blue voting form, and then the envelope to mail it back to the Inspector of Elections. And on the back of the blue voting form, it has the PIN, so you can vote online at chilistavote.com. There is also about 1,000 shareholders who opted to get these voting materials by email. So we just started sending out the emails about an hour ago. So if you're one of the 1,000 shareholders that get the information by email, be sure to look for that, and you can vote right away. If you get it by mail, regular mail, just wait for it to arrive in your mail, and please be sure to vote. The first deadline for prizes is June 7 at 5 p.m., 2 weeks. Everyone who votes online by that time, the top prize is $10,000.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so really encourage everyone to vote. This is shareholders, this is your chance to decide who's going to be on the board. There are three seats up for election. The Chilista board has endorsed two of the candidates, Paul George Guy and Johnny Ivan, for units 4 and 5. So please, when you get those materials, please vote.
And Tom, where's the where's the meeting going to be at?
Oh, okay. It's going to be July 5. It's excuse me. It's a Friday, July 5 in Tuxuk.
Okay.
Yeah. And all the information is on our website, chilistacorp.com/annual meeting. Or if you just want to get right to voting, once you have your PIN, that's on the back of the blue voting form, the place to vote is chilistavote.com.
And okay. Can we stop by the Chilista office here in Bethel?
They don't have the PINs to vote online, you know, just for security and privacy. Chilista staff do not see the PINs. But once you have your voting information, yes, you can go to the Chilista Bethel office right at Watson's Corner behind Subway and use the computers there to vote online.
I voted there the last time, and it was very convenient.
Yeah. I just did my voting when I got my email, and it only took about 2 minutes. Wow. You can even vote on your phone. Like if you have iPhone or a Samsung, you can even vote on your phone. We made it really easy.
Kuyana, well, Tom.
Yeah. And I'll be calling. Try to call again in a couple weeks.
Okay. And if people have questions, where do they call?
Just general questions. You can call Chilista, 1-800-277-5516, or the Inspector of Elections. If you get your voting materials and let's say maybe it's crumbled or something like that, you can give them a call. And, whoops, I just lost their phone number. Okay. But you can always contact Chilista to, their phone number is 677-3320. That's the independent company that gets all the votes, because Chilista doesn't see the votes or anything like that.
Okay.
So again, their phone number is 677-3320. That's the phone number for the Inspector of Elections for things like your PIN.
Okay.
Very good, Tom. Appreciate you calling in. Yeah, Kuyana. Okay. All right. On to our next caller. We jump right in from Bethel. We have Renee.
Good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
Yay.
Good morning. I've got some really good news, I hope.
Okay.
It's getting to that time of year when you want to clean out your closet and your house and all of that stuff. So Sunday, June 2nd. We're going to have a huge garage sale, swap and shop, whatever you want to call it. We're going to have that from 12 to 3 over here at the Cultural Center. You bring your stuff in, $5 for the biggest table or tables, and you can sell your stuff, give it away, I don't care, but I'm going to bring mine, so I'm going to get rid of my stuff. And then if you don't want to take it home with you, if you really don't want to get rid of it, leave it on the tables, and Monday, the June 3rd, we're going to have a giveaway. Anything that's left will be given away to whoever wants to come get it. So you don't have to worry about taking it home.
That's a first.
Yeah. Well, it makes it easy, doesn't it? So if you're interested in that, give me a call. I'm here at 543-4538, or stop by the Cultural Center. I'll be happy to chat with you.
All right.
Good.
And then I want to mention that we got art camps coming up in June. I think the Native Arts class might be full already. That was from June 10th to the 14th. But I think Laura told me maybe it has one or two slots. So if you're interested in that, and that's for 9 to 15-year-olds. Mm. And then the other two art camps, that they're the ones that do the dumpsters and some clay and some fun stuff like that. The first one is June 17th to the 21st, and the second one is June 24th to the 28th. Now, those are for 6-year-olds to 12-year-olds.
Do you got to apply for that or register?
You do. It does cost some money. The Native Arts Camp, there's some scholarships, so it only costs $25. And the two regular art camps, the Kuskokwim Art Guild is offering a scholarship of $50 for every student, the first 60, that is. And that's going to be, that would leave you only $75 to pay for the whole week. And that's from 10 to 1 every day, Monday through Friday. And if you're interested in registering for any of those, call Laura Ellsworth at 543-4515, and she'll take your registration.
Okay.
So I have one last thing I'm going to mention. We're starting to gear up for the Steel, Salmon, and Raven auction, and I'm looking for a few artists. So if you've got ideas for Steel, Salmon, or Raven, and you want to participate in this year's auction, which will be the end of September, 1st of October, they're not sure what the date is yet, come see me over here at the Cultural Center, or give me a call at 543-4538. And that's all I've got.
Thank you very much.
Yep. It's a gorgeous day, so get outside.
Yep, it is.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Very good. Koyana Renee.
Man, if only the whole weekend could look like this, be like this, because I hear predictions of rain.
Oh, don't,
on Sunday.
Don't even talk about that one. I kind of believe in,
think positive.
Yeah. That's, to me, that's my mind. Or, that's good to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
When I talk rain, it more than likely probably will rain.
But then rain means good too. Yeah. So people get rainwater, the plants get, or the tender gets
that's
rain.
That's right. If it does rain, still enjoy it. Mm. So.
Okay.
I think we've already worked up our half hour. Really fast.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. Thank you for inviting me and letting me join you. And I had fun.
Yeah, so we're happy to have you. Yeah, really nice.
And we thank all the people that called in.
That's too fast. We've only been half an hour. I think what they doing is that every half hour they do a station break where, they play a little music, and then just so that we know that you are listening to KYUK 640 AM here in Bethel. Express yourself. Okay.
And And we're back.
Yeah. Again, maybe we should give out the numbers.
Yeah. For those of you that want to call, have comments, or want to say something, you can call 543-5985, which spells out KYUK. You can also call 543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954.
Or you can email radio@kyuk.org. And of course, you know, like we always remind people that you could call in or email anonymously if you'd like. You know, we would welcome and appreciate your call-in or comments on any subject, you know, so do feel free to call in. And it's always great to hear long-time listeners and first-time callers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can feel their, you know, some of them, you can tell their personality when you hear their voice and what they're saying. Some are careful and some are kind. And we do have a caller, probably from Chivac. We got James. Is that right?
Good morning, James.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey.
Have a good morning, yeah. Both of you.
You too.
Good morning.
All right, very good. James, yeah, so I'll send out a greeting, a friendly greeting from Chivac.
And good morning to Hooper, Scammon, and Chivac.
Yes, yes. I think Chivac, you know, their river had broke up and then released. And so last several days, people are out Makirak, you know, and doing their subsistence out there.
Mm-hmm. And we have another caller. It's John Carter from Eek. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Oh, maybe. Did we lose John Carter? Oh, I think we lost him. But do call back, John, if you'd like. We're not picking up anything, so we might have an issue between our connection between you and our station. So, and anyone else? Yes, yeah, our lines are open if you'd like to join in on call. So what a wonderful day today to be.
Yep. And it's going to be a long weekend.
Oh, that's right.
What do
right.
you plan
yes.
to do?
Well, we've been talking about getting out on a boat and, you know, spending a little time outdoors in the wild.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get back to John Carter from Eek.
Okay.
Good morning, John.
Yes, good morning. This is John Carter. I'm calling from Eek, Alaska.
All right.
Yes, I call over there just a few minutes ago, but the voice of communication doesn't want to work.
Okay.
I'm calling over there with one question in conclusion of what happened to the true north.
Like, okay.
And that is, after looking at the weather station, I noticed that the true north is no longer there. It is more like northwest. Why is that? Does it have something to do with the weather climate change? I'll hang up and listen to your response. Thank you very much.
You know, he spoke so fast, I didn't get all of his question.
Same here.
Okay. We're sorry, John. If you asked us a question, we were we didn't quite.
Our ears were too slow.
Yeah, that's right. That's more than true. Yeah, but we would like to hear from, you know, just you, whoever's listening out there that haven't called before in their life to KYUK, we'd like to hear from you. And I know that some villages, you know, even upstream, I think Chokpalak, maybe around that area, there's a translator for, you know, for KYUK. And also out in Chivac, I know Chivac listening listens in, so does think Hooper Bay probably picks up the same station, KCUK. And then we normally do hear people from Maniac area, Chowakpalak area, and then Chivak and Hooper. I don't know about Gammon. Maybe they do. I'm not sure. I still got to learn, because we hardly get any calls from Gammon. But it would be nice if people in Gammon are listening to hear a voice from them.
That would be.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes. And so looking at, once in a while I do get into that Facebook just to kind of keep in tune with what's going on in our area. And then people are posting pictures of going out by boat mm-hmm. and then doing subsistence gathering and such, you know.
And we have another caller, Henry from Bethel. Good morning, Henry.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling about the VFW Memorial Day service that's going to be held Monday the 27th.
Okay.
And it's going to be held at the new graveyard by the airport, Veterans Memorial Cemetery, and it's going to start at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And the VFW will provide bus transportation for those who don't have a vehicle to go out to that. And
wow.
They can go to the VFW post about 1:30 in the afternoon, and there'll be buses there to bring them up to the Veterans Cemetery. So our VFW Memorial Day service, like I said, is going to start about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And once we're done, you know, we invite the public to the post, VFW post, for refreshments.
Mm-hmm. How many people can you take up to the airport or to the graveyard?
We have two buses.
Good.
I don't know the exact seating capacity, but we've done it last year before for when we held the service for the Alaska Territorial Guard.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be able to transport people to the cemetery. I don't know the exact seating capacity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two buses sound good.
Two buses sounds good.
Yeah.
So it's an annual thing, so I just thought I'd let the public know.
Yeah, that's good. Yes, I'm glad you did call.
Okay. Thank you, Peter.
All right. Thank you, Henry.
You guys have a good morning.
Yes. You too.
Mm-hmm. You know,
bye.
Bye.
You know, they really do take care of that that gravesite. It's a memorial park, and then it looks really good. You know, there's not a piece of trash out there.
Mm-hmm.
I was by there a few days ago, and then it just looked like a different place. You know, it's just wonderful, and there's picnic tables there. And it just looks wonderful out there. So we'd like to thank people that keep that clean and presentable and good place to be. And then, you know, that statue that's up there?
I have not seen it.
You haven't? Oh, you got to see that. You know, it's turning in a certain direction. I learned that last year during the same thing, you know, that memorial thing.
Which way is it facing?
210 degrees towards Japan.
Oh.
That's, you know, because when the National Guard or the Territorial Guard, you know, was, you know, when they were people from around here in that Territorial Guard, that's where, you know, they were watching out for any attack from the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, you know, Japan is the one, you know, after Pearl. After they
you
dropped,
had to watch
yeah.
out for.
So it's facing it. I learned that from last year. It's facing 210 degrees from where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So and then there's names of some of the Territorial Guard on the wall, and that looks wonderful. I even seen my dad's name on there.
Wow. Territorial Guards from all over?
Yeah, all
this
over.
This area?
Yes.
I wonder if my dad's on there.
Well, you got to go and check.
Yeah, that means I got to go check. Good morning, Buck. Calling from Bethel.
Good morning, Buck. How are you?
Yeah.
Good.
Hello, Peter.
Good morning, Buck.
Well, I was driving in my truck, and I was waiting to call Talk Line to talk about what my commander just talked about. So,
okay.
So I don't have to give the message about starting at 2 o'clock and refreshments after we come back down from the graveyard. But on the buses, they're going to make more than one trip.
Good.
You know, they're gonna fill up and go up and come down, and they'll be going back and forth for half an hour, that one after the other. So if you show up before 2, you probably get up there.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, and as far as the names on the wall, there's like 1,400 of them.
Yum.
And they're on the wall from their village, and it starts in alphabetical order. But you need to know what village your Territorial Guard member was from at the time he enlisted. Like, if you're from Chivac or Scammon, there was no Chivac during World War II. They were still out on the tundra, and they all signed up at Hooper Bay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So your dad's name would be under Hooper Bay, and I don't know, like Akularak was a village, and Hamilton, and these places that aren't there anymore. They're on the wall, but the village doesn't exist anymore. You know, they went to Emo and Alakanuk and those sort of places. But you'll be able to find your ancestor if you knew where he was from.
For those of us that can't easily run out there and check, are these names like in alphabetical order, or are they sorted out by villages?
They're by alphabetical order for each village. So if you're from Bethel, you'd be after Akyak and Akyachuk, and then there'd be Bethel, and then after. And then once you find Bethel, then it's in alphabetical order under Bethel.
Okay.
So it's pretty easy to find somebody. You know their village and their last name. You can find them easy.
Mm-hmm. So Gwikla could come way after Bethel, but they'd be in, the names would be in alphabetical order.
Yep.
Okay.
So, you know, in the graveyard, the ceremony's at the graveyard, but it's the graveyard's right past the Territorial Guard Park, so while you're up there doing a ceremony, stop and say hello to your ancestors on the wall.
Mm. Mm, yes.
Okay. That's
all right.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Hey, you too,
thank
Buck.
Thank you very much, Buck.
All righty. Bye.
Okay. Very good. I always have big respect for VFW. You know, they do help out the community a lot, you know, and I know that they are big with search and rescue too.
Mm-hmm.
They never sit back, and you know they're always willing to give, you know, for the efforts of search and rescue and the other things. They help out a lot through in our community.
Mm-hmm. And every year I look forward to who's going to win the 10,041. I wish it was me, but I'm glad when it's somebody I know or just anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always a big thing, that 4th of July thing, 4th of July fun, yes. And it's coming up fast already. This month has already got
2 more months.
Yeah, next
it's
week.
It's almost, next week is June 1.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
start thinking about king salmon, fish camp, berries.
Yes, and I think the flowers are for the bears are starting already from what I heard, so... Mm-hmm. We got a call from Ray Fish and Wildlife. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. This is Ray Bourne with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Okay.
Alyssa Rogers as well.
All right.
I bring people up to speed on a couple things. The spring waterfowl closure is going to start on the 28th. The 28th. May 28th to June 28th. And this is an emergency closure that we do every year for egging and to prevent that, to protect the species so they can have, you know, birds into the future. So, again, that's starting on May 28th through June 28th. We'll also have an additional special closure for black brant from the time eggs are laid until young birds are fledged, and that's going to stay in effect till July 10th. So we kind of have two closures starting on Tuesday, all egging for May 28th to June 28th, and then black brant continues on until July 10th. So that's the first bit of news I have.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, we'll talk about Cuscal fishing a little bit.
Yeah.
Meeting with the Intertribal Fish Commission and the state of Alaska, we agreed to start the federal closure on June 1st. So it'll be closed effective June 1st and open to rural residents as we announce that going forward. But also we're going to close, you know, at that time we'll close the Kuskokwim main stem, Eek River, the Kwikset River, Kasiglik, Kizaralik, Tuliksak, Aniak. All those rivers are going to be closed starting on June 1. And we'll have a news release out to folks, you know, next week to kind of clarify and specify all the information on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the two things from management side. I'll let Lisa talk about what's going on for our visitor services.
Okay.
Hi, thank you, Ray. How are you guys doing this morning?
Pretty good.
Good
it's
morning
beautiful.
To you.
I feel as beautiful as it is outside.
Oh, good. Wonderful. Well, good morning to you, and good morning to the Yukon Kuskokwim Delta.
Mm-hmm.
For our first couple announcements, we have tree swallow projects that are currently underway. You will see U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and volunteers going from homes and businesses checking on tree swallow houses. We also have a bird walk on Saturday, June 1st at 10 a.m. for those of you that like to do a bird observations and look at birds and different types of species migrating through Bethel area. We'll be meeting at U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, June 1st. And we also have the Science and Culture Camp that's going to be starting on July 15th through the 26th. Call ONC for applications. They do have an online application source you can apply there. It's for students from 7th to 12th grade. We have, I believe, six spots left open, last that I've heard. So you want to call Janessa Esquible at ONC for further information. Another on bus is we have science day camps here at U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Depending on how many kids we have, call every day 907-543-3151 for schedule, or look at our Facebook page. We'll have maybe a couple hours here and there for some students to come and do some science activities. All right, well, thank you so much for your time. I greatly appreciate it, and you guys all have a wonderful weekend. Everyone stay safe and have a joyous Memorial Day.
Wow. A quick question for the science activities. Is that for anybody and everybody?
Yes, that is for everybody and anybody. Mainly will be kids, youth.
Mm-hmm. And will they need help from their parents?
It just depends on if the parents are more than welcome to come and join us. If
oh, wow. Oh,
mm. Well, we'll have that schedule up and running hopefully by today, if not by Monday.
Okay.
Okay, one more thing on those fishing closures and restrictions and such, you know, Ray mentioned
mm-hmm.
that you will release some info on that and then maybe even one to Delta Discovery?
Yes, when we put out the news releases, it goes to Delta Discovery, KYUK, and all the news outlets we have here in town. So everybody, I just kind of want to give people a heads up on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
News releases, the one for the waterfall closure will be going out today. The one on the fishing stuff will probably go out on Tuesday or Wednesday next week.
Okay.
And will those be in English and Yupik, hopefully?
We can arrange Yupik if you like. They're in English right now, but I can have one of my folks translate for Yupik if you like.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice.
That would be great.
Yes, you know, especially for a lot of the villagers that can't read English too well.
Okay.
And a lot of these people have fish. They usually stay at fish camp, and they usually have their radios on.
Yeah, and that's why I like to get on talk line.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you calling in today.
Okay, thank you. Have a great weekend.
You
okay,
too.
And then one more thing. The phone numbers for anyone that have questions regarding these closures and all these activities you got.
Okay, so we are our main line's 543-3151.
Okay.
We'll have an information line also, which is 543-1008, and we'll update that on a regular basis. And that the 1008 number is just an information. It's just we'll give you the latest information.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds good.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you thank very you. Much.
All right. See you.
Okay.
See you.
All right. Wow.
Okay.
Our lines are open. Look like, yes, our lines are open. And then we haven't checked our email yet, you know. If you could check it for us, our help
see
that we
anyone
have.
Anyone emailed?
Yeah, people, we haven't checked our email. So I don't know how Diane does it. You know, she's on her phone. She, you know, she can be talking and then texting at the same time.
That's Diane.
I can't do that. Yeah, so anyway.
talking about closures, I do know that in the Thunder Drums it says AVCP will be closed Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there are others.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So if your business is going to be closed on Monday, please call in and let people know.
Yes, and YK has been posting signs at the hospital and elsewhere that they also will be closed on Memorial Day. And I think a lot of good, you know, like ONC and ABCP Housing and ABCP Inc. and all them under ABCP will be closed. So before you, if you got something going on with any of these folks, maybe it might be good idea to call and see if they are actually open before you go anywhere. But you know, we're slow on calls today, and I don't blame people for, you know.
I bet they're all out.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are out, you know, but mm-hmm. there's probably a few that are, you know, listening.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, a lot of people have, like Buck, he was driving and he called in, you know, so mm-hmm. maybe best if they can, if they're driving, if you can stop and make a call, might be safer. We got a lot of kids out there now. I know just from my place to here, there's a lot of kids that are out there already,
mm-hmm.
you know, so kids get used to getting up to go to school and, you know, I know that gets in the system and then you normally do get up when you're supposed to get up for school and then they're out playing already this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but my grandchildren are so happy.
Wow. And school is out up there
school
too?
School is out up there in Kuchina.
Wow, yes. Yeah. So does LKSD close all at the same time, all the villages?
No, they close different times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're a week before us, I know Tunt had their graduation, and I did a story about that. We did the story about Keone. And then a week after that, Guichluk and BRHS, I believe, had theirs at the same time.
Wow, yeah.
But probably different times. Usually in Guichluk, it's around 2. It's around like 5 or 5:30.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with like Christmas break and mm-hmm. Slavic break.
Making up days.
Yeah.
And trying to make it 180 days or whatever.
Yeah. So, yes. But generally, school is out pretty much a lot of places, though, right now. Got a caller from Bethel. We got Susan. Good morning to you, Sue.
Good morning, hi. Susan.
I don't know if anyone called yet to congratulate all our graduates.
No, not yet.
Whoever they may be.
Mm-hmm.
It's inspiring to see all the little schools with the different graduate pictures in the paper.
Yes.
Just congratulations to everybody. I was out of town last week because I had a Eagle River nephew graduate. So, just congratulations to any graduates or any families that have graduates in them. You did good. Raised them right to finish up school. So, and those that need to work on their GEDs, get it done. Get it done. Mm-hmm. It opens up so many opportunities out there.
Yes.
It does, and the teachers, the aides, the people that help you at the trade school are just awesome. they do reading and writing and math intensives to help you get through the tough subjects, and you get that done, and it opens up so many doors. It's just as valuable as a high school diploma.
Mm-hmm.
And I see so many things that are advertised that say GED or high school diploma required. So mm-hmm. you know it's going to open up way more opportunities. So congratulations to all our graduates, and those that didn't graduate yet, get it done.
Mm.
Have a good three-day weekend, everybody.
You too.
Yeah, thank you, Sue.
Bye.
Yes, a lot of happy people out there. I went to the BRHS graduation, and I was so glad I came because my granddaughter had graduated, and she was just beaming. And so there was a whole lot of them. I forgot how many there were. They were over 50.
There are like 46 here in Bethel?
Yeah.
Yeah, 46 it said.
Oh, wow, yeah, because they...
they looked like lots of them. Like they looked a lot.
Yeah.
Lots.
And then one of the teachers gave a, you know, she was a speaker, and I really liked her speech, you know, about warrior being a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way she brought it out, you know, that was really interesting. And then urging the graduates to be like the warriors that that she talked about, you know, from back then, and then the present warriors we got, you know, in the world. And she was just urging the graduates to be, you know, to follow that example of being a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give up, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, be strong
mm-hmm.
and go for it, you know. No matter what the circumstances and whatever, you know, everybody goes through that. And then you like she was urging the graduates to, you know, to really go for it and win,
mm-hmm.
you know, and complete it.
That should be all schools, like a motto for all schools.
Really, yeah.
For the kids.
Mm-hmm, yes. So...
Well, we got
almost, yeah.
Like
it's almost,
three more minutes left already.
No, I think we go on until 11:30.
Okay,
11:30.
Go on until 11:30.
Yeah,
okay.
But we have like a station break at 11 o'clock. And they started this new thing about taking a break or making sure people know who they're listening to, what they're listening to. So, you know, and gives us a time to run and get a cup or water or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, but our lines are open, 543-5985, that's 543-KOIUK.
543-2756.
1-800-995-8954.
Or email at radio@kyuk.org, and you can do that anonymously.
Yes, and then you are listening to KYUK, 640 a.m. in Bethel, Alaska. So it's time for our little station break.
And we are back. Okay, Peter. I just had a cup of nice cold filtered water, and it just reminded me because it's been raining. At one point of the evening, it'll just rain and downpour like really hard. For those of you that collect rainwater, especially in the fish camps.
Wow.
Wow. And that's this filtered water just reminded me of that.
Whoa, sounds delicious.
Yeah.
We have a couple callers. We have Henry. Good morning to you, Henry.
Yeah.
Good
morning.
Good morning. He was just urging the fish opening announcers, probably Fish and Wildlife, to please translate the English openers and closures so that people, that for those of us that live in the villages, we're not rich. And there are some people that do want to get their fish. And then when they're fined, it's a hardship on them, like double hardship on them, especially when their nets are taken away.
That's right.
And trying to get it back, trying to get enough money to get it back is pretty hard. And that's even harder while you're trying to get fish and your fish net gets taken away. So he's urging Fish and Wildlife to please just not only do your announcements in English, please do them in Yupik as well.
Yes.
For those of us who are Yupiks.
Good, yes. Kuyana Henry. On to our next caller from Bethel, we say good morning to Wilson.
Good morning, Wilson.
Okay.
Imagine.
Anyway, I want to call. There's 100 times in the past I want to call Yupik Talk Line, but with difficulty I can speak Yupik. But there's a lot of things I want to say to community leaders up and down the Kuskokwim because, you know, I hear a lot of callers during the Yupik Talk Line. Mm-hmm. And the Yupik, you know, the elders of the community, majority of them are supposed to be like the leaders of the community. And the tribal council, the IRA council, city council, and the villages are supposed to be looking to them for direction and suggestions and all that. And I always have suggestions that I would like to try to pass on to the community leaders, but I don't. I'm not fluent in Yupik, so I don't call. I just honor that Yupik talk line. Only Yupik callers can call. But seem like I could call in English and have you guys translate in Yupik to the Yupik talk line because it happens every Friday. We have callers from the Delta speaking only in Yupik and then we translate for them, which is nice. Seems like Yupik talk line should be nice to me. Not only to me, but for those who have thoughts that they would like to pass on to the elders and the community up and down the river. So anyways, that was just my little spill on follow up on the previous caller. Anyway, you know, the last time I called, which was last week, I forgot to mention the most important thing in my life is music. Mm. And I've been offering on Facebook, on any other method, and I've been wanting to talk on your TikTok line saying, hey, I am the Magic Man, and I am offering free DJ service for any community up and down the river, free. All you have to do is just call and set it up as long as it's before 4th of July, you know, because I usually make money on 4th of July. So anyway, I'm offering it for free for end of the school year dance, even prom, you know, because, you know, I've made so much money over the years on DJing. I'm willing to do it for free just for youth activity, because I've heard it so many times in all these different villages that the community leaders, whoever are in charge of the community halls and stuff, they say, oh, bingo comes first. Yeah, right. You know, I went to a village one time, and we had to wait until after bingo to do a dance, and that only left 2 hours for the youth, you know. But the community leader said, bingo comes first, you know. Hmm. We have makeup bingo even on Sunday. You know, things like that. And there's no, you know, the community leaders, especially the elders, need to direct the people in charge, you know, people of authority, IRA, tribal, city, and employees to do what they can to try to provide more youth activities. And it's no longer just lip service, it becomes action instead of, our kids come first. Yeah, it's just words. Mm-hmm. Words don't mean nothing, but actions mean a lot. So that's what I'm offering. 545-3320 is my phone number, and I am the Anuskuk, Magic Man, and I'm offering it for free. And the woman in there, hi, woman.
Hi.
you know, over the years, you've known I've done what I can to try to provide youth activities. It's important to me to have youth activities, and that shows them that we as community leaders are putting our activities for youth as important as bingo, because bingo is every night or every evening.
So you're offering your services to Bethel and the villages?
Forget Bethel. I don't care about Bethel. Hey. My hometown. It's my hometown, but, you know, they have so many things going on here. It's in the village that, you know, since the river's open, I can go there for free by boat. And then there's no cost to me, no airline fee, no charter, no freight boats. You just go by boat and do an event for free in the village. I love Bethel, my hometown. Mm-hmm. But there's lots of things to do here. I just focus on young people in the different communities, because I've experienced so many negative experiences dealing with adults and the people in charge in the villages.
Okay.
That they say bingo comes first, even though our youth in the communities.
I'm short.
First, you know? Okay.
Time is up.
I'm glad you guys are taking my call, and I love Bethel. It's my hometown. Do what you can. 545-3320. Free DJ service.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Wilson. Going to go on, jump into our next caller. Good morning to Sophie.
Good morning.
Yum.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. You're loud
good
and
morning,
clear.
Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning.
Okay.
First of all, I hope I don't get cut off while I'm talking, but anyways, I would like to thank our Creator first for giving us everything and feeding us everything from the land and all the subsistence He gave us. Anyways, I haven't gone to talk on this Yuktik or English talk show for quite some time. First of all, since nobody never say thank you to all the health aides in our villages. You know, they're the first priority we have in our villages. they're the first responders to whatever emergency we go through in every village and everywhere. So I would like to thank all the health aides for those villages that have health aides. And for some of us, we don't have health aides in the villages, but our heroes are first responders whenever we have emergencies or health care problems. So I would like to thank all of you health aides, doctors, nurses, health aides, paramedics, and last weekend we had a medevac from this village, and I would like to thank my granddaughter, Rachel. She was on her time off celebrating her youngest son's late birthday dinner when she came up. Of course, she had to call them as vax. She's not here with her brother in Anchorage, but I would like to thank her very much. This is the second time she ever saved a life calling medevac when she's not on call, when she's on a break. So I'd like to thank all the health aides because they're the first responders. And I would also like to thank the doctors, nurses, health workers, everybody that have to deal with our life, our loved ones, when it's time to take care of them. I would like to also thank the troopers for responding whenever they're called to try and save somebody. You know, we have to go through heartbreaking sometimes, everywhere, every place. And it's very heartbreaking to see the person's family when they hurt for the loved ones. And I would like to thank you, the VFW crew. They're always helping out a lot of people down in Bethel.
Yes.
I would like to thank everybody that have to deal with our loved ones' lives everywhere, because they're the first responders when you need help.
Okay.
The health aides in the village are the heroes, because from head to toe, they're everything if there's one health aid working. Because I went through that for 32 years.
Yeah.
I thank you, all the health aides, all the health workers, the hospitals, the medevac team. You don't know how much you have helped us. You're the heroes. And I'd like to thank you from the bottom of my heart of what you have to go through, taking risk of your own lives to save somebody's life.
That's true.
Wow. Okay.
And I would like to thank the Search and Rescue people.
Yeah. So we have a lot of good people. Yeah.
I think these health aides that are not on call for being a hero, they should get some kind of award for being a hero.
Wow. Yeah, we're so fortunate to have people like that.
I know I'm going to miss my grandson. God, he's in God's hands right now.
Yeah.
But I'm going to miss helping.
Okay.
I think my granddaughter, Rachel, for being a hero.
Okay.
Leona, for listening to
me. Okay, we appreciate you calling, Sophie.
Thanks for calling, Sophie.
Hoyana. Take care.
Okay, thank
you. Love you all.
Yes.
Bye.
Thank you.
And thanks to all the health aides, past and present.
Yeah, sometimes we forget, you know, that we have such wonderful people in our communities that we forget to pat them on the back or just a thank you, you know, because they really do go through a lot, and yet they're, you know, yet they're still willing to help out. And so our lines are open.
We have like 15 more minutes.
Yeah, but the time goes
ten
fast.
More minutes.
Yeah, 10 more minutes. Yes, and so then time goes fast.
Yeah, and don't wait until the last minute to call.
That's right, yes. And then she did mention search and rescue towards the end there. And then over here in Bethel, you know, they have an active search going on for that missing person that was presumed drowned, you know, below Knick. So they're calling for more volunteers to help out with that effort, and then their headquarters number is 545-4357. That's 545-HELP.
So, and who do they ask for? Do they ask for someone special?
No, whoever's answering there is the one that's
they can help them.
Yeah, and they got all the information.
Mm-hmm.
So people, you know, whoever's on duty today to with that phone, that's who they speak with, and then he knows who's out there, and then they sign them up also. And then they're asking for donations of food and some resources. I don't know exactly what, you know, but to call that number to find out what they do need, you know. But I know that, you know, when you're dragging for a body on a river, you know, that's a lot of work, and it takes a lot of energy to do that. And in an hour's time or so, you know, you've expended a lot of your energy, and then you need to keep hydrated, and you need Gatorade and, you know, and food to
something to keep you going.
To keep them going. And some people stay out there all day long, you know, and they're really trying hard to you know, to get that body so family can have a closure.
So what was that number again?
545-4357. That's 545-HELP.
Oh.
On to our next caller, we got Cesare. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. I have a couple things on my mind.
And all right.
One domestic one. You know, I always try whatever I can to support the search and rescue or whatever donation. Then I find out when there was, from the members, there was, when they've been searching, and there was smoking coming, and I find out some people just go get the cars, nothing, what they have nothing to do with search and rescue, and gas up with the fuel and go smoking, you know. That's wrong. That's disgusting. You know, this the gas is specifically you donate or the buying, whatever, for help and search and rescue, not to the privileges of smoking or other thing, you know. That is not right, and whatever been doing that is shame on them. And another thing, maybe kind of national things. You still there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, there's another thing is this media always talking and always running on the neck the government, White House and stuff, and about those refugees. And recently there is another girl died, 10 years old, died from Guatemala. Even she was in United States refugee camp, and they're correcting she having some surgery on her heart, and she has some heart issues, And then her family sent her from Guatemala alone to thousands miles journey to United States. She had already previous some heart problems, separate from family. And of course, and she died. You know, it's tragedy. It's bad. It's young to grow, not deserve it. But you see, they make it, on those examples, they make a big story to media about can they start researching for the native kids what they is mistreatment or curate treatment or, and they dying in the United States. Every day I volunteer is plenty of those kids what they dying, what they need help, and they have not provided right treatment. It's not only in Alaska, but every place else when there is kids in Indian countries in the United States or Canada. Every day they have something in there what is heart disease. We should be concentrated some on those and talk about those too, not only on this immigrants. It's better die. I'm sorry for the family and the baby. I'm praying for the baby. But for the young kids. But we have to talk about more about those what is misdiagnosis and starving local and all the same time you discover up. Nobody know anything about it. That's what really bothering here. It's only whatever the government do, the jump on there is therefore. If they so smart, tell me some idea which way to go. You know, if it's only those media is so smart, they should be in the top government chairs. Not that it's only whatever you do to find a way to whip you up. That's all what I say, and enjoying the Memorial Day, and enjoying the weekend and the weather, and I hope somebody gets some kinks before they're restricted.
Okay. Yeah. We'll let you know, Cesare.
Okay.
Well, appreciate your call.
Same to you and your family.
Have a good day.
Yes. Bye-bye. Okay. On to our next caller from Bethel.
Henry.
Yes.
Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Peter.
Yes.
Good morning, Yapa.
Okay.
Thank you. Just thank you guys about search and rescue. If you guys can, anybody that could believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, pray for search and rescue so they could help them find the bodies. And it was heartache for people that lost it, their families. That's all I'd like to say.
Okay, yeah. We appreciate your call, Henry. Yes, thank you for your, you know, we had that's our second call for people being appreciative of people that help out. You know, we do.
I think we need to do that more.
Yeah, we absolutely. Yeah, it's good to recognize. Checking to see if we had any emails. Did you have your check?
I did not see any emails.
Okay.
But and I, people do know that they're very welcome to.
Okay. Maybe you could.
This is a reminder that.
Okay.
And all of us care for these birds, the birds that come here, the wild birds, whether we eat them or not. The Fish and Wildlife says the. Starting on May 28 for a month, we cannot touch these migratory birds who are nesting, so we can have more birds in the future. The special closure is for black brant from the time of egg laying until the young ones are fledged, and okay. It will remain through effect until July 10. And if you need more information, call Rayburn at 543-3151.
Okay, well, we're getting close to our time. We got, about a minute left?
A minute.
Yeah, so we might as well wrap up then. You know, Atpakit, it was a pleasure to have you here.
This was fun.
The time went fast. And we had an array of callers, you know, from around the region, you know, and we appreciate all the people that have taken their time to call, and we have some announcements, you know, and Chalistat, some news. And the big thing this weekend, of course, is it's a Memorial Weekend, and then this weekend on Monday at 2 o'clock, they are going to have that gathering up at the Memorial Park at the gravesite near the airport. So,
and remember, there's going to be buses running back and forth for those that want to go.
Yes, and I think they're supposed to meet at the VFW if they would like a ride up to the gravesite. And, of course, they'll bring you back. And then so it'll start at 2 o'clock.
And with that being at 2 o'clock, it would be better if they got together early.
Yes.
Like really early, so they have a seat on the bus.
Yes. I believe they said they will have a couple of buses that will be going, you know, will be bringing people up. And then after that ceremony, they will have food or refreshments at the VFW place. So, you know, so there's going to be some activities. So it's been a wonderful time, and we want to wish everyone a wonderful weekend and to be safe out there. You know, please don't forget to wear your life preserver if you're out boating or if you're near the water. And then if you see somebody that needs help, you know, along the trail, along the river, do stop and ask if they need help.
And remember, Monday is a holiday, so call ahead to wherever you want to go. Make sure they're open or not.
Yeah, so we had a wonderful time today, and we just want to wish you a wonderful weekend, and be safe out there. Enjoy the outdoors, and watch out for the kiddies on the trail.
Yeah, school's out.
So everyone,
have a great weekend.
Yes, everyone. Koyana. Yeah, I'm